dial your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Ah, boy, it just keeps spiraling off, doesn't it? Just from jumping from one thing to another.
Panic depression is searching my soul. I know what I want, but I just don't know how to go about getting it. Feeling sweet.
Greetings, callers. This is Mr. Chemist. If you're calling from the 976 number about nude photography, you may leave a message immediately by pressing the number 2 key on your phone and talking immediately, and I will get your message. Please leave your number, and I'll get back to you immediately. For the rest of you, my regular callers, about the penis miniseries, I'm going to go ahead and do it, even though there's some opposition to this. Many of you callers thought it's a stupid idea, but that just goes to show the ignorance of the penis in our culture. Actually, it's a very interesting topic, and I've spent years and years doing extensive, in-depth research on the penis. I've made hundreds and hundreds of measurements of penises, hundreds of them, and I have all that data, and I've compiled it in my computer, and I've come up with some very interesting new observations that they're not accepted by science yet, by modern science. I'm ahead of my time in this research. Anyway, and all you callers, I am a photographer. Many of you don't know that. I'm a very good photographer. I have some very expensive photographic equipment, and I'm very good at using it, and I need nude models. There's no pay involved, and it's non-sexual. I just want to photograph you, male or female, in the nude. But if you'd like to volunteer for that, just leave your message here, and I'll get back to you. Nude photography by Mr. Chemist. Should be fun, just because the human body is beautiful. All human bodies are beautiful. In fact, everything is beautiful.
Woman, so pretty, the sweet calls in vain. You make love, you break love, it's all the same when it's over. Music, sweet music, I wish I could caress, caress, caress. Manic depression is a frustrating mess.
You may start your message now.
Oh God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492.
Well, that's a pretty funny thing you got there.
Voice jail.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
Yeah, it's, boy, everybody, there is a lot of interesting, exciting stuff going on. God damn, really exciting.
not right.
One thing I was thinking about writing a short story about where I go onto a game show and they tell me that, well, we're sorry, we're low on funds and blah, blah, blah. And I had won like $25,000, $30,000. And they said that they're going to have to keep it for 20 years and draw interest on it, somebody told me. And they're telling me all this shit. They're giving me this line of shit of, well, hey, you know, just think, you know, I mean, just 20 more years and you got it. It's like it's something to work towards, you know. You can be a success on your own then. And then when you retire, you've got that nice little pot waiting for you at the end of the rainbow. Sure, as if they're really going to be around another 25 years.
That's not right.
And anyways, it's a B&B production. Taken from, of course, a Burt and Burt production, since Burt and Burt have a couple of their own shows out. That's Burt Convy and Burt Reynolds. And I was thinking that I get sued by Burt Reynolds. And I tell Burt Reynolds, well, hey, it says fiction on top of this short story, doesn't it? Doesn't it say fiction? And I didn't want to use a fucking disclaimer because that would have made the story cheap. And it wasn't cheap because it was a story of fiction. It was all in my head. It was all in my head. I've never met you before. In fact, I've never even studied any of your movies. You know that? I've never studied any of your movies. I think the only one I ever liked you in, and this is going to sound real cliche, and I'm surprised you can't even figure it out, but fucking Smokey and the Bandit. And you know the only good parts of Smokey and the Bandit were? That's right. Come on, another cliche title. I'm surprised you can't foresee it. Jesus Christ, bro. You getting old? What's going on?
Not right.
The goddamn realistic thing is the fucking end of the movie where you had the out shots, the X shots, the dead shots, you know, where you and Deloise are laughing. And I was thinking, you know, you and Deloise really make the movie good because it looks like you guys really love each other. But I can tell that you know, you don't let Dom Deloise suck your dick. And so therefore, it's, you guys are just good friends and the only time we ever see you is on the movies. You know, that's it. And when we see you on other shows and stuff, and somebody brings up Deloise's name, oh yeah, you love the guy. But you don't tell him that you don't fucking let him suck your dick. And that's why you guys don't live closer.
That's not right.
Oh, poor Deloise, fucking, what is he, 400 pounds? Jesus, 350 pounds. His Fatso movie that Joan Rivers produced was him all the way. That's why he did such an excellent job. I believed he earned it. He should have earned an Emmy off of that. But of course, Joan Reynolds, I mean, her producing it or directing it or whatever, I mean, she didn't have much pull. And I don't know. I guess maybe, I don't know if he got any awards for that or not. I don't think he did. People thought it as a campy movie. It wasn't. It was, you know, Deloise really cried in that movie when he went binging on food like you or I might binge on a drug, you know. You could tell those were real tears he was crying in the movie. It wasn't no fucking around.
That's not right.
Your ego-bloating ritualistic comments are noted with some satisfaction. However, it would be smart to note that at this time you are undergoing the manic phase of your manic depression and therefore most likely to be filled with joy and love for all mankind. In a kind of melancholy way, of course, you're sad over some girl or some past remembrance and that song triggers in you, and but you love everybody. And well, anyways, it's I'll take the compliment and my ego will swell outside of my body so I can't get out the door, but I will remember that you're in your manic phase, and it's like yin and yang. Boy, if anyone should be a Gemini, it's you, because the evil Steve and the good Steve are very different people. Yeah, in fact, 115 is almost the epitome of you, and Steve, there's Steve and there's 115. In fact, you might want to send this on to Disco Woman and have her come back to you, because I would totally think she would agree with that.
I don't know, lately I've taken two acid trips within, the course of 3 weeks or whatever, and also at the same time, well, that doesn't mean too much, but what am I trying to say here? I don't know, I definitely lots of experiences lately, and one thing is for sure is that my relationship with my partner Bob at work is deteriorated so bad. I mean, he's so hostile that each time he comes around me, you know, it's whoa, you know, it's, I just such hostility. And yet, and so what thing is I got hung up, but like this last week, I got hung up in his hostility. You know, in other words, I wanted to be able to ignore it. Up until this morning, until I figured it out. But which is the result of the messages you'll hear from Psycho Jack. He doesn't know that yet. He doesn't know that's why. But basically, it's because I got kind of lost in my ego, lost in the illusion, in the sense that I wanted to be able to transcend the anxiety that I feel by his hostility even faster than I'm doing it. And now that I look at it objectively, really, I've been doing a fantastic job of transcending it. In other words, I'm spending the least amount of energy each time he comes around. When he comes around, I get anxious, but I transcend it rather quickly. You know, it doesn't piss me off. It doesn't even want to throw anything at him or nothing like it used to. You know, so in other words, I'm aware of this hostility. It causes me to be a little anxious, and then it dissipates all within a minute or two. You know, if not quicker. And yet I got hung up on wanting to make it go away in 2 seconds, you know, and I just finally realized that this morning, you know. Each time that I get lost in the illusion and in my ego, it takes less and less time to come out of it. It's a hell of a way to learn, but it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's like the only way to learn, you know. And so if it's the only way to learn, then there's the least painful way to learn. And the least painful way is acceptance and awareness. Awareness and acceptance. And thank God, so if you become aware of it, then you accept it. You don't further add ideological poop to it, then you're not really aware of it. You're certainly not accepting it. If you're throwing more ideological poop on it, saying, well, damn it, you know, blah, 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 I should get pissed off, and that's bullshit. Hostile vibrations are very real. They're very real. They're not imagined. And the only way to not perceive hostile vibrations from somebody is to be on Valium or Methaqualone, you know, is to be on some kind of tranquilizer. Is the only way that you're going to be oblivious to any hostile vibes. And since I can't walk around on tranquilizers, because I sure as hell wouldn't be able to drive on tranquilizers, since I can't take tranquilizers at work, then it's suffice to say I have to be able to handle the situation straight, you know, and which I do, and which I am doing, and I'm glad I had the ability to be aware and accepting. It's groovy.
Writing. Oh man. Takes more discipline than I've got. I remember somebody told me once I should write children's books. And I said, yeah, sure. First of all, they'd be too violent. Second of all, I don't have the time. I don't want to make the time.
Hey, was that you who left me a message in my answer machine app voicemail with ghouls and ghosts in the background?
Of course that was me. You couldn't tell?
I couldn't tell if it was you or not. Where did you get that game, and why did you have it?
What did the message say? I don't remember.
It's 1995, and you were still alive.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that was me?
I couldn't tell. So where did you get the ghosts and ghouls?
I have access.
Talk to me.
What?
Do you have the game? Are you playing it? Do you have it, or is it just a tape of the music?
No.
Answer the question.
A tape of the music?
So you got Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I always have.
Why do you have that game?
Because I got it for cheap.
Oh, okay.
I'm lying.
Oh, it wasn't you?
I don't have a tape of that.
Okay, so you have the game.
I don't have a game.
So why do you have the music?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
It's not you, then.
No, sir. Oh, it's me, Clucker. I have a tape.
Tape of the music?
Yes.
9-2-8-1. Sorry, the cat can't make it to the outgoing this time around, but it'll catch on a later trip. I'm here at Uncle Bob's Cafe. We got new people dancing on the tables 24 hours a day here at Uncle Bob's. Come on down. Lots of psychotic women here at Uncle Bob's. Some of them call this number. Back here some now.
492, the 492 system, home of the grodiest pricks on the face of the earth.
Yo, I think that was Judy.
Hi, I'm not Judy.
Well, this is Kitty, spicy on the outside. I'm not the one who leaves the messages saying I love you long time. Tender, moist, delicious on the inside. Thank you for, all the really nice things he said about me.
I really hate you sometimes, and I really hate you now. Maybe it's a way of relieving stress or whatever, but... Hi, Ronald Redball. I do hope you're having fun. I really, sincerely, truly do.
I was just wondering why they call you Ronald Redball. Why do they call you things you don't even have?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you've been disqualified from the orgasmathon. However, you can still come. You can still come, okay? So, we expect that you come.
That was a little bit of my favorite song to end, I think. I'm not sure, though. I have all these weird songs I like to play and stuff. I never heard them on anything before, but I think it was, like, on MC, I bet. I even have my little thingy, my tape recorder here. I played, once I called up, I played one of my favorite songs to you. You never played it, though. It's real cool. It's all, like, these frogs and stuff. That's real rad. Well, that's not too exciting, so I think I'll just fast forward it a little bit and see what's on after it. Then I can play that for you. See, like, little things like that, you know, I like to play, you know. They're like little songs that don't have very much meaning. I don't even know what they mean. But, you know, still, like, I like to listen to them. My favorite one's at the very beginning of the tape, so I gotta rewind it. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I mean, I love your little messages you make, the outgoing ones. So I just wonder, you know, like, why I call on the computer, because...
had been mended, the golden calf had been offended, and old folks sitting around the fire with all the voices from
Dear Dari, I just decided to write because I haven't for so long. Today is Wednesday, May 16th. Well, my life is very, very boring. I have no one to tell about it. I haven't done anything important because I can't even remember doing anything. Today I'm in a rotten mood. It's because of this guy named Maju. I hate him very, very much. I hate myself because I have this ugly, stupid face. I hate my stupid haircut. I hate my body, my stupid, huge boobs. I hate that no one likes me, that I am shit, and that I wouldn't even... have been born, that I shouldn't have even been born because there are 1,000,000 better 14-year-old writers than me. I can't be a writer because I'm not even good. I can't be anything. No one will ever want to marry me because they would get bored. I hate myself more than I hate anything. I get a lot of D's and F's, and all the teachers hate me because they think I'm rebellious and trying to hunker or something.
7:28 a.m.
Hi, how are you doing tonight? Well, I'm doing all right. Just, I'm kind of in one of those states where everything seems kind of scary to me. For example, my lamp in the corner of the room looked like it was some type of someone's head moving around, and my blinking, whatever it is, clock, stop, or whatever, I can't think right now, it's an alarm clock, yeah, that's it, it's blinking, and it's kind of scaring me, and, there's, like, something so shattered that looks like it has eyes, and it's really scaring me.
Hello, Ronald Redball, this is Nostalgia. You know, I have a few things to tell you. First of all, thanks for saying all those lovely things about me. No, really, I appreciate it. Fine, you think I'm fat? Well, you keep telling yourself that because, I'm very far from being fat. I don't have an inch of fat anywhere on my body. And as for a pimples, yeah, pimples? What are those? I don't have any of the sort. And, well, maybe I was being a little immature, but give me a break. I'm a senior in high school, and as for being a little stuck up, well, maybe I am a little bit, because, well, I am a cheerleader in high school, and it's expected of me, but it's not really being stuck up. It's just that I have high esteem, yes, high self-esteem. That's it. Well, anyways, that's all I have to say, so, yeah. Thanks very much, and maybe I'll be hearing from you soon, or maybe not.
End of message.
Come on, I check my mailbox, and then there's this radical mood swing. All of a sudden, you just seem really upset and aggravated. If I didn't like talking to you about this and that and everything we talked about, I wouldn't carry on with it. I mean, my God, I hope you... I myself have only in the last, I don't know, year or two become honest with myself. Have become unafraid to look inside and realize what is wrong with me, what is good about me, you know, all that stuff. It all goes up to make a person, you know. We've all got our good side, we've all got our bad side, you know. At any rate, no. Let's see, I've gone off track somewhere along the line here. But basically what I'm trying to say is, I don't know, I don't, you know, maybe I don't communicate as well as you do. I don't articulate the thoughts in my head as well as you do, perhaps. I don't know, is that the problem here? Well, let me think now. I don't know, see, I'm glad you can communicate. I enjoy talking with you, and so that's the truth. And, well, I certainly hope we can continue to communicate. I don't know. Gosh. Well, at any rate, I hope I've answered some of your questions or something. I'm not communicating myself fully enough for you to satisfy your intellectual needs. I don't know. Gosh. I don't know, I'm kind of confused now for some reason. I called up with a purpose. I had something to say to you, now see, you made me forget it. I have to blame someone for my own confusion. Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry. I keep going on and on, and I feel like I'm not saying anything here, but... get back to me on this, and gosh, I don't know, just get back to me on this, and we'll see how this has been psychojet.
End of message.
I'd like things, and also, I think what I'd really like.
About the difference between sanity and insanity, which I have come to find out now is primarily a legal term. I did some investigating into it, and I found out that in the world of psychology and psychiatry, the term is rarely, if ever, used, and only used in a legal sense to determine whether or not someone is competent, either to stand trial or to determine whether or not they were in their right mind when they committed whatever act they were accused of doing. Insane and insane, a legal term only, so that's a little bit odd. But I was coming back on the bus from Stockton, and apparently it was dark on the bus, and at this one stop, and this Hopi Indian came on the bus, and he started stomping around the bus, and he says, "There's no lights on this goddamn bus, let alone the lack of lights in the white people's hearts." And then he started passing out this Hopi Indian literature, and there's a, you know, the crowd started buzzing, you know, the people started muttering on the bus, "What's wrong with this guy? This guy must be nuts." I was thinking, well, this guy has a cause. Maybe he's not nuts. He's a bit unconventional, perhaps, but he's trying to make a point about the Hopi Indians. Whether or not you care is one thing, or whether or not you even want to be bothered with it, that's a whole other subject. But everybody was really taken aback by this guy's completely outwardly bizarre approach, you know, cussing, stamping up, stomping up and down the aisles. And finally, they did take him off the bus, but I just got to wondering about it. What he was doing was interesting, but people's reaction to what he did was even more interesting, I thought, because everybody was so totally blown away, and everybody was saying how this guy was really nuts. And so, who knows? Maybe he was nuts. Maybe he was actually fairly normal and just a rebel with or without a cause.
End of message.
I said I'd never do it again.
115 is drunk again.
I swore my ways that I would mend.
You're aiming on the walls and carpet.
But cheated, dear, and that's a sin.
He's got wine on his balls.
Here I am, I'm drunk again.
Wandering through shopping malls.
I'm drunk because that you were gone.
He's vomiting on the floor.
I'm standing at the bar all alone.
Too drunk to answer the door.
Drowned in a liquor full of sin.
What did it come out of his nose?
Here I am, I'm drunk again. Here we go.
That's the Bay Area representative for you. On a Sunday evening here in California. And we feel good about it.
Because that you were gone.
Long hair out of my stash.
I'm standing at the bar all alone.
All we need is a womanly stash.
I'm drowning in a liquor full of sin. Here I am, I'm drunk again.
You may start your message now.
Well, I think I will tear myself off and I'm going down.
He wondered where the hell had he lost his mind. That's right, he had lost his fucking mind. Hey man, no bullshit, man. It crawled out of his fucking ears. Slithered away somewhere. I'm just kidding. He went insane. The dude literally went insane. Just kicking back one day on the couch, smoking a cigarette. You know how you can just sit there and kind of phase out, kind of daydream and shit. Well, he snapped into a daydream and he couldn't get out, man. No fucking shit, he couldn't get out of the daydream. What the hell? What the hell is going to become of this young man? Answer me. Please, 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 please get help. Get help soon. Get head soon. Do good. Be good. You are good. Run good. Smell good. Good. Feel good. Be good. Goodbye.
Hey, wait, I gotta get out of here, gone. I'm out of here.
Good deal. Well, have a good one, and we'll speak with you later on. We'll speak with you soon.
All right, well, we'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Late.
End of message. Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have just heard episode 4 of Midnight Voice Jail. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel D. Monique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel D. Monique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Syndical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.